This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Academy Awards are very nearly upon us. Oscars will be handed out Sunday night. Headlines will be written. Movie history will be made. There are, though, plenty of names that are listed in a movie's credits that never make it near the bright lights, but without whom nothing would get done in Hollywood at all. So we're going to start our series of unsung Oscar heroes today with one of the first people hired on a film, the storyboard artist. Unbroken is nominated in the Best Cinematography category this year. Alex Hilkerts is the guy who first helped director Angelina Jolie sketch out some of those scenes. Alex, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Maybe what we ought to do, and this is in part for me to be completely honest with you, is to explain exactly what a storyboard artist does on a major motion picture.
Basically, I get paid to draw pictures. Storyboards are kind of a comic book version of the film. I will meet with a director months before cameras roll, and we will kind of go through the script and draw up the scenes. I'll do little thumbnail sketches. I'll sort of flesh them out a little bit. And basically, I'll come up with, you know, a stack of drawings that represent all the camera angles for any given scene.
So inside a scene, if there are 15 camera angles, there are then 15 little diagrams that you draw?
Often more. If there's a complex camera move, wow. If there's a dolly move or a big crane shot, you'll sort of draw, you know, maybe the head and the tail and maybe the middle of the shot, just to really be very, very clear about what the shot is going to end up looking like. It's a great tool for the director to sort of communicate with every department.
Yeah. Do things like lighting and set design and, I don't know, costumes, I guess if you're the first one who sits down with the director and visualizes this thing, you've got some impact.
Definitely. You know, every director is a little bit different. Some will be very, very specific about shots they want to see. Others will just sort of have an idea of a mood that they want to convey. And so it's up to me or it's up to the two of us together to kind of figure out specifically what we want things to look like. And yeah, it can impact the way a set will sort of be designed, you know, a lighting mood, an editing, sort of a pace of editing. So yeah.
How did you wind up doing this for a living?
I went to film school. I've always loved film and I've always drawn. I was always the kid in the back of the class drawing pictures. And after I graduated, I was a production assistant for about a year. Being on film sets, kind of seeing what was out there, what to do. And I met a couple guys that did storyboards. And I immediately thought, oh, my God, that is such a cool job. That's way better than, you know, getting coffee for people. So and I knew what storyboards were. I'd sort of grown up on, you know, the art of Star Wars books, copying different artists' work. But it never occurred to me that you could actually sort of make a living doing this.
Do you wind up on set at all, or is it, you know, you draw them and you send them off and you forget them?
No, I get on set quite a bit. I was on a film this last summer in New York where I was on set every day. I love that part. It's fun to, you know, oftentimes you kind of sit in a room by yourself drawing these pictures and you hand them off and you hope the movie's great. But there's nothing like really seeing it come to life, seeing it in front of cameras and knowing that you sort of played a small part and maybe the way a certain shot laid out.
Unbroken is nominated for a couple of Academy Awards, a couple of sound design things, and then cinematography. Nowhere in there, I imagine, will there be a little statuette for you, Alex Hilkerts, the guy who did the storyboards, huh?
No, and I will be crying on Oscar night because of that. No Oscars for storyboards.
Just no. Alex Hilkerts, he did the storyboards for Unbroken and a bunch of other stuff as well. Alex, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.